Welcome to another KNGN Festival of Grace Share-a-thon special interview. With me on the phone, I have a very special guest. Would you introduce yourself to our listeners and maybe give a little bit of background, maybe tell us a little bit about your family and kind of bring people up to speed about who you are?
Sure. I'm Edward Naumann. I'm a Missouri Synod pastor, now called to be a theological educator to South Asia for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And I am married with four children and another one on the way. The first four are all boys, and the next one looks to be a girl whom we hope to have in Sri Lanka, if we can move there next month.
Can you give our listeners a little bit of background of places you've served?
Well, actually, I'm pretty new to the mission field. I was just ordained about 3 years ago and served for 2 years here in Oakmont, Pennsylvania at Redeemer Lutheran Church and School. Obviously, I didn't grow up here. My father was actually serving at Lutheran congregations in Scotland for 5 years, where I was born, and then in England, where we lived for another 15 years. So that should explain my English accent that you hear. But this is my first time of service abroad, and so Sri Lanka is in South Asia. That's in the region I'll be serving. I'll be living in Sri Lanka for about a year or so before moving to India, and that's where the primary focus of my mission will be.
So what is the goal of your mission?
Well, as a theological educator, my task is to train pastors. The way I'm going to try and go about that, and this is also by request of the Lutheran Church in India, our partner church there called the India Evangelical Lutheran Church, is that I will work in Nagarkoil, Tamil Nadu, which is where they have their seminary. And I will teach there the Lutheran confessions, which they specifically requested so that they could learn how to become more Lutheran in their doctrine and practice. And the goal is to increase the quality of the education there and the reputation of the seminary, the quality of the facilities there, so that we can recruit more students, not only from India, but also from other countries in the region, including Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, you name it, Pakistan, also Nepal, so that we can send these men out after their training to plant new congregations and reach new people with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
What attracted you to this mission field?
Well, it's a story that goes back several years, really. I was just a student at seminary in Fort Wayne, and a man came up to me who was a pastor from India, and he said to me immediately after I introduced myself, I just said, "I'm Edward Naumann." He said, "Oh, Naumann, I recognize that last name. Your family had missionaries in India, and it's because of their service that I'm a Christian today."
Wow.
And I didn't really know about any of this family history that I had, but a couple of my great uncles served in India, one George Naumann, who went over in 1904, and another great uncle, Theodore Naver, who was actually our synod's first international missionary, who with another man went to India in 1895. So that's how far back our synod's history with this Lutheran church in India goes. And that got me interested in looking into going to India and how I might be able to help there.
So, for people that might be, you know, their interest might be a little bit piqued, how can people follow your mission and get updates on what is going on?
Yes, certainly. We have a Facebook page that I maintain, and I put updates on there. It's called Naumann's in South Asia. But also, you can subscribe to a newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. A lot of missionaries put these out, and I do the same thing. And if anyone wants to be added to that mailing list, they can email me. My email's on the Synod page, and that's edward.naumann, N-A-U-M-A-N-N, at lcmsintl.org. And just email me and keep in touch, or if you just want to send me a note, I'm always happy to get messages and encouragements from anyone who wants to send them.
So if any of our listeners are interested in supporting your mission, how can they go about supporting your mission if they would like to do that?
Well, certainly the easiest way is probably to go online to the Synod's webpage, and that's lcms.org/Naumann, N-A-U-M-A-N-N. That's one way. Or you can simply write a check and mail it to the Synod, designated for the support of Edward Naumann. You know, this is really just the beginning of this journey, what I expect to be a long missionary journey of perhaps decades overseas, serving the Lord and the Church in India especially, for the benefit of the entire region. And I certainly welcome anyone who wants to follow this journey and support it.
All right, excellent. Thank you so much, Pastor, for spending this time with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you and your mission there at the radio station.
And at that, we're going to head back to our KNGN Share-a-thon already in progress. All right.